Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello to you all and welcome in. Oops. That's not right. I like to adjust the camera while I'm doing the show. That always makes for a great podcast. Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the posh surroundings of the Impact Power Sports studio. Impact Power Sports, if you're looking for a Yamaha golf cart or maybe a side-by-side, a UTV, ATV, motorcycle, scooter, e-bike, they have it all. Impact Power Sports. Online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Good folks over there. They're in Rockford, Michigan along 14 Mile Road. Welcome to another broadcast. Fashionably late today, a few minutes late on the start time. I'm sure I'll get tons of grief for that. Chris says, you're gone live as hell, man. Exactly. So glad you are here. I just heard from Jeremy, who on the Fat-a-thon usually gets the star on the blubber. With the amount of weight that he has lost, now it being at 84.2 pounds, from time to time, he has to submit to a physical. I just got this email from Jeremy not long ago with this exact thing. And, like, if you're in ill health, every 6 months you have to get this physical done. In previous physicals, it is obviously clear that he is in poor health with stupidly high blood pressure numbers for being at such a young age. I think Jeremy's in his mid to maybe late 30s, 38, I think, somewhere in that ballpark. He writes, easy. Since I'm a truck driver, I have to take an occupational physical every so often. It's with an occupational therapist, not my primary care physician. The therapist can give out certificates that are good for 2 years, 1 year, or 6 months. Today, I was due to take one of these physicals. The last one I took was October 6th. Remember, he got started in early September with Fat-a-thon. He is the creator of Fat-a-thon. Pause on the email. Just to think that what started on this show is, well, what's keeping you? Go out there and lose some weight. And that's all it took to get this guy soaring to new heights and being less disgusting. Jeremy does not fuck around. The fact that he has, in 30 weeks, lost nearly 85 pounds by literally changing what his eating habits are and exercising while running a trucker's schedule, while having to endure the nonsense of significant other cheating on him, that realization, his father passing away, his dog passing away. And this man is an inspiration. He is doing the hardest thing possible. This is right up there with, like, kicking any type of addiction, you know? On October 6th, they took 3 measurements of his blood pressure. The first one, they were 162 over 90, and then 158 over 80, and then 138 over 90. He texted these numbers to his father, RIP, to keep a written record. Today, they took my blood pressure once. 126 over 81. And I got a 1-year certificate, too. So the subject line that makes sense says a sign of significant progress with weight loss. He adds, my blood pressure has not been this low in a long time. And it's a sign to me that my vitals are returning to normal level for the first time in decades. Holy shit. I am stoked about the next time you visit your primary. When you get the old physical, and he's like, who are you? What is going on here? What? That is seriously a fantastic effort on your part. A lot of accolades coming in. Rebecca writes, this show is holding me accountable. Thanks for starting it all, Jeremy. The big fella says, I have a couple of days off next week. I'm going to schedule a physical with my primary care physician. Oh, sweet. You should live stream it. Good for you, buddy. And Rebecca, good for you, too. Where are you right now? You just lost 1.3. You're down 11.3 in 11 weeks. Keep at it. Amanda's kind of a catastrophe the last 2 weeks. We'll see if she can turn it around. I doubt it. I'm crushing it, of course. All right. As always, you can reach out to me on the Shoreline or Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Send me an email if you have anything that you want to provide or suggest. I got a couple of emails about it's fundraising season. Chris D. wants us to help him hit his goal. He's raising funds for the Michigan Rangers Football Club. I'm all about that. I can get behind that. You know, I mean, I get help all the time from you folks supporting the Great Food Giveaway. Can you take me through, though, Chris D., what's going on there? I mean, these kids, are they impoverished? What's happening with the Michigan Rangers? Or are these all rich kids looking for money? You're trying to raise $800. You've got $250 raised so far. And you need more cash. And I'm all about it. I don't even know if he's in here. I also got a fundraiser request this is an autism fundraiser. Nick says, easy, longtime fan. Excuse me, I got to drink this coffee. We've had some correspondence over the years and met a few times when you came to Albany with the old show. I'm reaching out because I'm running a 5K in Philadelphia to benefit autism research as part of the Eagles Autism Foundation. I've raised over $2,000 so far. After recently learning on your podcast that your grandson has autism and that Pooh Bear works with children of autism, I was wondering if you'd be interested in shouting out my fundraiser on your show. I know you don't usually do that kind of stuff on your podcast, but actually I do. if someone asks me, who am I to say no? But being that it's a cause that's near and dear to your heart, I thought maybe you'd be willing to. Love the show. You put out so much content that I cannot even keep up with all, with it all. But I always make sure I catch who are these free beers every week. He writes, I'm bummed that FBHW has turned to such shit. I used to love listening and going to the live shows whenever you guys come to Albany. Anyway, think about it. If you decide you want to shout it out or post on socials, I'll send you the link to my charity page. If not, no biggie. Also, I'd be willing to do some sort of challenge to add fun to it. It's a month away, and my fat 250-pound ass is not prepared, but I've been out running and trying to get myself there. Thanks, Eric. Love the show. Then I didn't respond. He sent that 2 days ago, and then he reached out on Facebook. He goes, yo, did you see that? I'm like, oh, my God, I totally forgot. Thank you. So then he sent me the link. All right. So this is what he's doing. At least I thought I had it. Fuck, I don't know. I'll leave it in the show notes, but there you go. That is Nick's fundraising page. So he's looking to raise $2,500. He's already raised $2,435. He's killing it. Yeah, buddy. Despite the fact that you're a big fan of the Philadelphia Eagles, I'll be happy to help you out. As for our pals on Free Beer and Hot Wings, I got a note today from Chris K., one of the moles. And he wrote, EZ, oddly enough, our pals Freeburn Hot Wings talked today. He says, maybe it's purely a coincidence, but they just spent 5 minutes talking about canceled stations. LOL, it started around 7:27. That has been a thing for a long, long time. If you're like them, you know, a lot of the time you'll be canceled and you don't even know it. And I don't know that they do know it, but I actually have more knowledge about them being canceled than I think they do, because there's numerous stations, well, two, that they are listed right now as, hey, we're on this station in this town, but they're not. A lot of times these stations will just pull the plug and then not tell anybody. So they are like the last people to know. And in some of these towns, they're very, very small markets. And it, for whatever reason, they're not listened to a lot anyway. I mean, some stations, it just never catches on. But there are at least two. There's one, I think, called a 101.1 The Drive or something like that. In Wyoming, they're not on there. And there's a station in Arkansas that they list as, hey, we're on. Hey, listen to us in this town in Arkansas. It's not on. But I know how that is when they, holy shit. Yeah, we're not on. And then the one in Corpus Christi that I talked about yesterday, the one that did an ad campaign to beat us up. Hey, we screwed up. We put these guys on. That was a kick in the balls. Fucking assholes. Corey says, sometimes I can't get over that there's actually a condition that sounds like Asperger's when you say it. Yeah, you're right. Asperger's. I didn't really think about it, but you're entirely right. Bob says, don't we all have a touch of the tism? By the way, I was rooting around on Facebook yesterday, and I saw Bob from PA. I'm pretty sure this was Bob from PA. And if I'm not mistaken, he's the guy who rides around in your neighborhood in like a pile of shit truck with like massive flags attached to the vehicle. So, you know, you're looking at probably a 2002 Silverado pickup, rust bucket, pile of shit with a Trump train flag, a United States flag, a thin blue line flag, which is something that those fucking morons have ruined. Then you got to have thin red line flag, and then more things, and then maybe a, what's the one stupid flag that's yellow with the dumb snake on it? Doesn't that mean that you like hate black people or something like that? What's that called? The don't tread on me flag? The Gadsden flag? He's got a Gadsden flag. And then he's got a let's go Brandon flag. And he rides, he doesn't have a job. He just rides around town and shows off his flags to the other hillbillies in that town. Am I getting this right, Bob, or did I look at the wrong Facebook page? Absolutely incredible. As it goes, you know, anybody that has a flag and like puts it on the vehicle like that, you got to realize that we need those people doing that. We need more of that because we need more indicators that we should stay away from those people. Now, typically, if you are a person that is driving a pickup, an American-made pickup, in particular a Chevy or a GMC, you're going to want to avoid that person anyway, which makes my life actually better because I drive an old school Silverado pickup and everybody thinks that I'm like on the Trump train. Madison right now is driving my pickup because I got to take her car into Irvine's. And she says, like, people are, like, honking at her. They're going, yeah, that's right, Trump train. That's how that is now. That's a regular thing. Now, if you drive, like, a Honda pickup, which isn't really a pickup, it's an SUV with the back cut off or the back top cut off, or if you drive, like, a Toyota Tundra, you are not part of the Trump train. Amy says, if you still rode your scooter, you wouldn't have that. Well, first of all, I want that. I want that. I want people avoiding me. Chris says, Madison trying to figure out why the tape deck doesn't connect to Bluetooth. Oh, without a doubt. She thinks, she's like, what? Isn't there at least an aux cord? I'm like, no, this is old. There's actually, when my dad had the truck, it was at a time when he became like super religious. Like for the longest time, my dad was not religious. And then he got very religious. And so he would go to the service, and then the pastor gave my dad like a CD of Christian music. And now I've said this before, that it all sucks. And this thing about Christian music is the second you are exposed to it, you're like, oh God, it just cuts through. They try to mask it like it's contemporary music or in any way good, but it's not. My dad gets this CD of this garbage music. And I don't have any problem with the message of that music. I think that message is excellent. But I would rather just read it in the Bible. Reading it in the Bible in my brain, if I were to read the Bible, which I don't, if I read the Bible, that would be a better way of getting the material than with the shit music. Casio keyboard, overly dramatic, just garbage. It's the music itself is just bad, bad, bad. There's nothing enjoyable about it. It's awful. I've tried and it sucks. Every time someone says, hey, man, I know this, you think that it, Jesus Rock sucks, but I want you to check this out. And the second I hear the opening chords, I'm like, yeah, dude, it's still terrible. They haven't done anything to make this enjoyable. If I'm going to listen to like the blues or White Guy, Blue-Eyed Soul or something like that, it can't be this. This doesn't have the legs to be that. It can't do it. It's impossible. So my dad put the CD into the disc deck on this old truck. And then I don't know how it happened. I don't know if the mechanism just broke or if it realized that it was such shit music, but it won't give up the disc now. Like, it's still in there. And it won't play it, but it won't spit it out either. So if I wanted to put a CD in to listen to music, which I don't really, I've never had that opportunity because this pile of shit homemade disc is in there and it won't come out. And I don't have the skills to take all that shit apart and get that disc out of there. Nor would I want to put any other disc in because I'm afraid that the Who's greatest hits would get eaten up by this thing. However, every so often, when I'm riding around listening to, I don't know, whatever, Big 101.3 or whatever garbage radio station I can listen to, it'll just kick on unexpectedly. And then I'll hear the dulcet tones of whatever this stupid band is playing their music. And I know it sounds like I'm being sacrilegious here, but I'm really not. And again, it isn't the message, but I want anybody to know that if you listen to Christian music, no matter what it is, that right now, baby Jesus is hanging out, will be hanging out at like a coffee table. And with him will be Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, John Lennon, Taylor Hawkins, and anyone else that you can think of who is historically Kurt Cobain. And they're just pointing and laughing. Cobain's like, Jesus, Jesus, look at this. Look at this shit. Listen to this. And he's like, I know, I know, I know. And Kurt Cobain is like, why do they do this? He goes, I don't know, but I hate it. And Kurt Cobain is like, why don't you do something? He goes, I don't get involved with that shit. I let these idiots take care of their own shit. All right? Jim Morrison would be like, well, tell me you're going to hold it against him. He goes, I don't know about that. It's very nice that they praised me and my dad and my mom. And all the great things, and they're trying to tell other people to live a good life. I cannot condemn them from that. But you're right, John Lennon. This music is shit. And then they jam. Young Adam Schwab says, I always skip the music part at church. Yeah, if I like had a church, I would say, hey, welcome to the church, and we're going to share some fellowship and tell some stories and quote some scripture and relate it to our day-to-day lives, but no music. We're not here for shitty B-team music. And I don't want to waste your time. So what was an hour is now 30 minutes. There you go. Pass the hat. Let's make some money. Hopefully take that money and spend it on sick kids or autism research or some shit like that. But there you go. Corey says Joseph gets the shaft. Dude raised a kid that wasn't even his and he gets no credit. Oh, come on now. He gets credit all the time. Branjo says, I've led the music at my rock band church for the past 6 years. When looking for new songs, it takes a lot of filtering to find ones that I think are good, which you all will disagree with. Why don't you consider maybe a song that is written to talk about all of the shitty things that people do, and then at the last verse, there's a M. Night Shyamalan plot twist, and just end it with, I found Jesus, now I'm saved. So he could be banging whores and doing drugs and whatever the fuck, bullying people, and then off you go. And then last second, he turns it around. Branjo says, I just play covers easy. Well, that's good. I like covers. Covers of contemporary music, secular music, or religious music?
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12-powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
All right. Welcome in. The show is available on Twitch, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Or download the Twitch app and search Eric Zane Live. You can do it that way. You can download the show wherever you download shows. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever. You name it. I'm on all of them. I have a Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. If you sign up, you can take you can listen to all of the latest editions of Who Are These Free Beers, including the very latest show number 50. Thank you to Ralph S., who just signed up for one full year on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Audio only. Appreciate that. You should upgrade to video so you can get my shows like a couple days ahead of the audio podcast. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. All right, I'm going to kick the folks out who are on Facebook and on YouTube. I appreciate you for being here, but it's time for you to go. I think they're here. Wait a minute. What is going on? What just happened? I guess I'm not entirely sure. I'm getting a, oops, something went wrong message. All right. I'm going to take a quick break. EZ has to head to the boys' room already. Yes, I know, but it happens. Thank you so much again for being here. I'll be back in just a few short minutes. Like, EZ just started, for God's sake. I know. Shut up. Okay, I'm back. Darla off to the vet yesterday, which I thought this was going to be a $1,000 trip to the vet. And I was happy. I'm happy to report that it was only a $500 trip to the vet. A less than $500 trip to the vet. This was the, physical checkup, shots, all that stuff. The dog has so much anxiety that it's a fear of missing out, you know? So she's fine, and then we get into the facility. And then the ladies at the front desk, she immediately sees new faces. And she's like, oh, my God, I got to lose my mind. And she starts yelping at the top of her lungs. And sure enough, there's another dog in there. And it's a male bulldog. And he's looking at her like she's nuts. And she's in love with him. Then it's my job to get the dog on the scale and get a weight. And somehow I managed to do that. And then she's just howling. I mean, it's like nonstop. They as quickly as possible get us into the exam room. And then she's howling in there. So basically, dog howl for one full hour. Unbelievable. I posted a short video of her doing her thing at the vets. This is how that unfolded. Give you an idea of what it's like. She's just looking at the door, okay? But she knows there's people there.
Darla. Darla.
The dog gets so worked up. Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you to Chris D. He sent me a text, and he said, EZ, you will not believe what your pals, the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show, are doing. And I'm like, okay, what is it? He says, it's a 20-minute therapy session. And I go, uh-oh. And he says, yes, they're doing a whole segment on what is the adult equivalent of being picked last, like in gym class. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I can't wait to check it out. And then he did a little digging, and I don't know how you, I guess you just hit the search function and type in the topic on Reddit, but that has been a longstanding tradition on the show to basically just cherry pick off of Reddit and then act like it's people calling in or texting into the show with comments pertaining to the topic. Our pal Chris was able to glean the actual post on Reddit where they did it, where it was posted on Reddit. What are examples of being picked last in gym class as an adult from 7 years ago? And so if you were to go ahead and listen to the show and then go through these posts, you would see, like, they'd be saying, all right, this one comes in from the 586. And then he'd read it like it's an audience member corresponding with them. My God, what a pain in the ass. I couldn't dream doing anything like that. You know, I would just feel so bad. Everything would ring hollow. How does that work for you as an audience member knowing that? Molly says that's like Elvis Duran. They did that shit also and probably still do. Yeah, that's pretty lazy. That's very, very bad. That is the absolute pinnacle of broadcast. That's the absolute best that they can come up with. That's so bad. It's embarrassing. All right. I mean, not like I can do any better, you know? I mean, I try. I would like to think that there's something better there. This story is going out around about Colossal Biosciences have done some type of genetic work to create an animal, so they say. The organization is making a new breed of animal, the dire wolf. Now, when I hear dire wolf, all I think about is Game of Thrones. And I guess they have made a dire wolf? When you look at it, all that these little buggers are doing is just howling. These are like dire wolves. Like that guy there is Jon Snow. And these are his dire wolves. All right, they're pretty cute. I'll give them that. I want one because it's a puppy. But I, my first thought was, are these going to wind up to be like giants, like they are in Game of Thrones? But no, they're not. And these have been extinct for like 10,000 years. And this organization claims to have somehow made these animals. They're not that different than a gray wolf. It says, meet Romulus and Remus, the world's first de-extinct animals. And the post says they were born on October 1st, 2024. So that's old, but they're just now talking about it. So today is the day that they introduced this information to the world. They've been extinct for over 10,000 years. These two wolves were brought back from extinction using genetic edits derived from a complete dire wolf genome. Now, I'm not exactly sure what that means. It seems to me that, like, on a very small level, they've been able to replicate what makes a dire wolf a dire wolf. But then I don't know how these things are like actually birthed or grow. It says meticulously reconstructed by the company Colossal from ancient DNA found in fossils dating back 11,572,000 years. So they got the fossils of the dire wolf and somehow did their magic. And then here we are with puppies. This moment marks not only a milestone for us as a company, but also a leap forward for science, conservation, and humanity. From the beginning, our goal has been clear: to revolutionize history and be the first company to use CRISPR technology, which I think that is the gene editing thing. I don't know how it works. I just know that that is the thing that I have read before. To successfully aid in the de-extinction of a previously lost species. By achieving this, we continue to push forward our broader mission on accepting humanity's duty to restore Earth to a healthier state. So when you see and hear this, I think we must all be thinking the same thing. So I want you to take the thought or the question that is in your brain and post it into the chat right now, because there's something in my brain that's kind of bouncing around there that I'm going to throw out in a second. And I want to see if it matches up with what you are thinking, a question or a thought about this. I imagine that there's just one big one that is prominent. So go ahead and post it in the chat. I'm not looking right now. I would venture to guess that several people will match up with what's on my brain as well. Colossal Biosciences says this isn't just our moment. It's one for science, our planet, and humankind, all of which we love and are passionate about. Now close your eyes and listen to that howl once more. Think about this, what this means for all of us. This person writes, why are you doing this? Where will you stop? Why is this a good idea? I'd like to answer. Why are they doing this? A, it's cool. B, it makes money. C, people want us to. What are your guardrails? I would answer, there are none. Where will you stop? I would answer, we won't. Why is this a good idea? Because we're making things that are cool. The company says wolves play a vital role in maintaining the balance and structure of their ecosystems. Restoring these essential players is absolutely central to our broader conservation goals. See, I don't believe that. I don't believe that they're worried about conservation. I believe they just want to make things. David says they did it because they could. Let's see. Rebecca says the Jurassic Park theme song is playing in my head now. Piano Finger Banger says life finds a way. I think that's from the movie, right? And the question, I see you were all thinking the same thing that I was. Rebecca said they said their next resurrected animal is going to be a woolly mammoth. Yeah, I saw that too. Let's resurrect dinosaurs while we're at it. Right. That's what I want to see. Why mess around with puppies and woolly mammoths? Which I guess that's a prehistoric animal too, but I would love to see that. I mean, I want to see it when it's all grown with the giant tusks and it's huge and hairy and like three times the size of a regular elephant. And then I want to see a T-Rex. You know, I mean, I'm sure people be like, oh, no, I saw the movie. You don't want to do that. No, you do. You do want a T-Rex. I mean, think about the things that we could do with this. This is just outstanding, just for purely entertainment purposes only. I mean, if you can create a T-Rex, the money that you can make on LarrysTRexHunt.com. Yoda World says nobody's breaking into your house if you have a dinosaur. You know, when you whoever wrote Jurassic Park, I think it was Michael Crichton who wrote that. Let's just say that this comes to fruition and they are able to do this, make a woolly mammoth and then possibly like a dinosaur or something like that. Are we like, well, was he that smart to know all this? How is it that he thought about this 30 years ago and made a fiction book about it? That guy, Michael Crichton, this guy's brain works differently than all of ours. He's got a book out called Prey, P-R-E-Y. That, oh, God, you must check it out. I'm getting a comment, one of one, that says, EZ, no sound. That would be Miss Molly. Branjo says, I hear you. Now, I suspected that was on her end. That is another example of, hey, there's something wrong. It must be someone else's problem. So when you bark that out, you dumb twat, fear creeps across my fucking heart that there is a problem with what I am doing. When in fact, it is on your end. Okay? So why don't you solve the fucking problem on your own, or at least try to, before you turn around to me and yell in my face, EZ, no sound. God damn it. I hope she got the sound back to hear me light her ass on fire for being so stupid. What the fuck? There is nothing worse on this show, okay? Then getting that type of distraction. It happened yesterday with Fuckface Aram, who is a goddamn moron. And it's happening right now with Molly. Yesterday, I'm doing this show with Aram. And this stupid son of a bitch, while I'm going off on a fucking awesome rant about what happened to Roberto Clemente, and all that dumb fucking fake Armenian asshole can do is say, hey, you're saying his name wrong. It's not Clemente, it's Clemente. And I'm like, you're such a dick. Shut the fuck up. Moron writes, bro, it's not my problem. Fucking Twitch crashed and my headphones stopped working. No, that is your problem. That is definitely your problem. I know one person whose problem it's not. Mine. My suggestion, if you're ever enjoying this show and there's a tech issue, double check to make sure it's not on your end. Dipshit Aram is back. Shared blame there. No, no, no. You're the worst. You get something in your brain and you're going to throw off the whole damn show. Okay? God. Aram, since we kicked out the last problem, is now the most annoying audience member. Okay? It was a three-headed monster, but now it's just two. Aram and Bleeding Heart Brian are the two most annoying audience members who, honestly, if someone said, EZ, how do you feel? I'd say, take them or leave them. They can stay for now, but honestly, take them or leave them. And if it gets too far down that road, I might just say, all right, when the annoyance level gets so far that it affects me when I get done with the podcast and I'm still pissed off, when that happens, then I'm like, all right, you're out. A person has to really, really work to be at that point with me. It does happen. It recently happened. But yeah, that's kind of where I am right now. You are A number one, the most annoying. Bleeding Heart Brian is a close second or tied for first with you. Don't ever lose sight of that. You will have to, for months on end, do shit that's not annoying to not earn that title. Congrats to you. As Bruce checks in. Pooh Bear with the week off for one of the 8 million vacations that she gets as a teacher. I'm sure we'll hear from her again. All right, so anything more about the direwolves? Isn't that crazy? We're sitting there talking about the direwolves. Molly's, and I have no sound. Fix it, EZ. Fix it. I have no sound. I'm a dumb twat. My God. Pretty much covered everything about this gene editing. In states like Montana, we are currently having trouble keeping a healthy population of gray wolves on the land. So they're claiming that they're doing this to avoid extinction and to help with de-extinction. I hear Darla barking, and I think she's locked into the closet. Let me check with Pooh Bear.
Hello?
Hey, I think Darla's locked into the thing.
No, I got her. I'm taking her outside right now.
She was like barking up a storm, though.
No, she's being an a-hole. So I'm letting her outside.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right, bye.
Okay. Yoda World says, how accurate is it really, though? Are we getting a Temu wolf when we don't know it? There's no way to check. Right. That's why, I mean, I don't really care about a wolf. I don't know. Unless if these wolves would grow to be like five times the size of a regular wolf, then I'd be like, oh my God, this is great. We've got Game of Thrones wolves. But if it's just like a gray wolf, I don't give a shit. I think when you look at woolly mammoth, yes, all right. And then dinosaur. I want to see dinosaur to be truly impressed with this story. But I tell you what I don't want to hear is I don't want to hear people doing the what if game. You know, where does it stop? Who cares? They're making animals. I want it to be that we can actually make replacement body parts. I think that is a thing right now that... We are on, like, the cusp of that happening. where we can have exact replicas of our organs made. And I don't know exactly how they'd make it, but that is a thing where we can actually, it's being talked about right now. Can you imagine for organ replacement if you have an entire a pile of replacement parts? And I know people are like ethically talking about this, saying that, you know, there's going to be the ultra conservative people who are going to be like, yeah, it's against God's will. And it's like, well, no, it's not. Are you telling me God doesn't like organ donation? That's bullshit. When I used to go to church, they'd say, donate your organs, sustain life for someone. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.